Blog Talk Radio.
Less than 1 minute of Istanbul, Turkey. Yes, welcome, welcome, good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Yeah, happy Motivating Monday. It's Mindful Monday here of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And we began a series of discussing mindfulness a few months ago. And so just, discuss living a mindfulness lifestyle. And please feel free to chat in the chat room and call in at 516-595-8255. 516-595-8255 is the call-in number, and I am in the chat room. And I thank you very much for your support. If you're a long-time listener since March 2011 or new, really appreciate you, appreciate your support and tuning in today, and also checking out archive shows. Every show that has ever been presented here on BTR is in the on-demand section. It's archived, and you can check it out seriously. So we will discuss the effectiveness of practicing a lifestyle of mindfulness and plus hot topics. And I'm solo, of course. Cousin Linda is on her teaching assignment. And my apologies for those that were tuned in for 5 a.m. Central Standard Time this morning. Ah, girlfriend woke up at 4:30, and so I was like, okay, I can get prepared. I fell asleep. Oh, that's why I overslept. The pooches and I overslept. Yeah, so my apologies. 5 a.m. clubbers, and those of you that are working on becoming 5 a.m. clubbers, my apologies. I stayed up late watching the Patriots and the Miami game and tried to watch some of the news, and I thought that would be enough sleep. I usually wake up. I'm an early bird. I've always been an early bird since I was brought into this world, and also I love to burn that midnight oil, too. I guess it has something to do with being born at 1:10 a.m. Leo season. But I'm loving my adjusted sleep schedule and just my schedule, the schedule that I am perfecting the best of my ability, because, right, we never do get that perfection, do we? But it's good to try, right? So I overslept, so my apologies. My apologies, so I went ahead and scheduled it to a time that you are also accustomed to, 11. So thank you for your love and thank you for your support. Pastor Dunn Jr., CEO, texted me right before the show. He probably will call in tomorrow. He would be added to the show as our headliner. But tomorrow we will continue discussing the power of prayer. Perfect to have him on discussing the elevator pitch talk and the talk regarding his book on tomorrow, because we'll discuss the power of prayer and positive affirmation and continue the talk that we began a couple of weeks ago on the different forms of love. But Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, fellow podcaster here, Pastor businessman, husband, father. He will be guest tomorrow to talk with us on how we can change our lives in 60 seconds. When we help our business life, our careers on the job, it helps our overall life, our love life, our work in the community and all, right? So how we can, you know, if it's an unplanned meetup or if it's a planned meetup, it's important to know what to say and how to present our ideas for our businesses, for projects, for partnerships, collaborations. It's important what to say, what's enough to say, what is too much to say. It's important for us to know that. If you missed yesterday's show, I went over some points. This is really something that I've always loved too since a child, and what I've studied and have a social science degree in and studied 2 years at Jackson State, you know. But many of my friends who are successful in business, they drop out. So it's all about, it doesn't matter your educational background. It doesn't matter. If we have the etiquette like Cousin Linda and I discuss often, and just know the A to Z ways of capturing our people, our tribe's attention, businesses, if it's a job interviewer, if it's a governmental official, anything that we're trying to get a business deal, trying to close a sale, it's important to know the ins and outs of what to properly say and what's effective, instead of just, you know, unnecessary things. So, again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. That's what we'll be talking about on tomorrow. Today is Mindful Monday. And, you know, Motivate Monday, Make Money Monday, right? Thank you again for tuning in. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, right here at Culture Shock Entertainment Report, BTR. Thank you, Peace to the Music, for that beautiful, beautiful track inside of you. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Yes. And oh my God, on social media, TikTok, Instagram, morning shows, just has been so, God has just been speaking to me regarding the practice of mindfulness and tapping in, keeping, number one, mindfulness is, tapping within ourselves, the God within us. Now, even my atheist friends, they have a special way of just tapping into the world, tapping into nature, tapping into the God within them, you know, because I can hear it when they're talking to me, tapping into that higher power. And just I might have overslept, but from the time I woke up and then overslept, and I just have been feeling this experience of mindfulness and peace and belief and self-belief. And it's just amazing. Like I said, from social media, for myself, my own relationship with myself and God, and social media, TikTok, the morning shows this morning, to just right before I came on the air, because I guess this is Sherry's first day back, and the beginning of her show, as I was coming on air, it was just amazing on how she was sharing mindfulness about herself and her own body and doing things that self-care is great for her. A Instagram friend this morning, I was digging my page, and I checked out her page and digging her, and one of her pinned posts, she's a coach, is, you know, be selfish, be more selfish, but in a good way, you know, be selfish. It's important. And it's in being mindful. She's a mindfulness coach, it appears. But be selfish in a good way, setting our boundaries, our self-care, getting up, taking care of ourselves, our personal hygiene, our life, doing things that's good for us and perfect for us. And I love how, you know, be selfish, be more selfish. You know, taking care of yourself is being selfish, doing the basic things, hygienic things, and taking that extra step, then be more selfish. And mindfulness is about just, you know, being in tune with ourselves and being mindful and being more selfish in a positive way of taking care of ourselves. And when we are like that, we are stronger and have the ability to help take care of those around us and educate others and educate one another. So I'm looking at some research material from a health spa, Camp Mays Health Spa. And it's a blog, and it's from Lexington 22, but, you know, it is still perfect for right now as we are saying goodbye to summer, hello to fall 2023, and the next season, the new year will be up on us. To become more mindful means to become more aware of your own body, your thoughts, and your surroundings. And that's what we've been talking a lot about the past few months on Mondays regarding mindfulness with Cousin Linda and I, and those of you that call in. When you are able to maintain more mindful lifestyle, you will be able to discover things about yourself that you have never noticed before while gaining a much greater understanding of your standing in life. We always want to know about others, but we also need to know so much more about ourselves. And the more we know about ourselves and learn about ourselves, the more we truly like ourselves. So speaking of self-care, the more we care for ourselves and want to share more of ourselves with others, right? I mean, right? It's amazing. You know, that's amazing right there. Oh, that's an amazing discovery for some of us. When you are able to maintain a more mindful lifestyle, you'll be able to discover things about yourself that you've never noticed before, like gaining a much greater understanding of your standing in life. I had to repeat that. Cultivating a mindful lifestyle doesn't require wholesale changes. Once you have worked towards it, mindfulness will become almost automatic. And that is so true. From a child on up, I really practiced mindfulness a lot. And then I think I fell off. Well, I know I fell off, and I probably got observed more with the world and with what other people were doing. But it's important for us to stay mindful. And this is my mother always, you know, raised me to love myself, to respect myself. And, you know, and you see Cousin Linda, we've been close since I was born. And, you know, just being mindful and respectful of oneself. So really, mindfulness, I remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, many people still talking about practicing mindfulness. But it's really not new. It's just being self-aware, being aware of oneself so you can be more aware of what we can contribute to the world. So that's me talking. So let me continue. My screen had closed up as I was talking. Mindfulness has been shown to have countless positive effects that can help you navigate the minefield that is life. Alfred James is the author of the best-selling Mindfulness Exercises. Yeah, right. And popular blog Pocket Mindfulness. It gave us insight into what mindfulness is. Mindfulness enables us to resolve inner and external conflicts with neutral, non-judgmental reasoning, and in turn helps us develop compassion and kindness for ourselves and others. Exactly. You will probably find that you already know people who have the ability to be present, that are so conscious of what they are doing and where they are that they become able to avoid being overwhelmed by any challenges that they face. Everyone is born with the ability to achieve mindfulness. You may even find that you are subconsciously doing some of the main mindfulness exercises without realizing. But when you work on your mindfulness on a daily basis, you will notice significant changes to your life and the way you live it. Let me repeat that. When we work on our mindfulness on a daily basis, that's the consistency, we will notice a significant change to our life and the way we live it. John Wild teaches the meditation and mindfulness at the Brighton Mindfulness Center and worldwide via his online course. He gave the writer of this article his personal perspective on mindfulness. Mindfulness has transformed my life to the point where I barely recognize my old self. Most of my life has been in a state of depression and a high anxiety. Since I came into mindfulness 4 years ago, I've experienced a very little anxiety in my life, and I've had no depressive periods. My life is not without problems, but I've learned to relate to them mindfully. Correct. And I reshared a post from an Instagram friend over the weekend. It's on my Facebook also, and many people love it. Even the person that I reshared it from loved the idea that I reshared that. But it's different steps of how to kill our old self, you know, the negative self, and bring out the positive. Basic mindfulness practice. To achieve mindfulness, there are a few steps that you should follow. By doing so, you will be able to create some distance between yourself and your reactions to the specific situation that arises during everyday life. Firstly, try to begin to observe the present. Oh, And see, I'm one, I think of the past, and I think way in the future. And when I am present, oh, my God, that's when amazing things really, truly happen. That's personally what I want to share. Understand that the main goal of mindfulness is to pay attention to the present moment. Avoiding judgment. If you feel a judgment building up, then acknowledge it. But let it pass and do not dwell on it. Do not dwell. Do not dwell. When you have been able to move on from that feeling, let your mind return to the observing the present. Stay in presence. It's important for us to stay in presence. You know, the past influences us, and the future intrigues us, right? You will find that you may get distracted during your practice, but the skill has been able to continually return yourself to the present. Mindfulness helps us purposefully observe our inner and outer world experience, helping us understand how and why we think and feel the way we do. This is essential to understanding and accepting who we are and learning to become happy with the person playing this role in life, said Alfred. One of the best ways to ensure this is to simply set some time aside for yourself, escaping from everything and allowing yourself some meditation. Though you may not be able to control everything that happens in your life, you can take responsibility for these developments and learn how to manage them. Meditation is a great way of doing this. Buddhists have been teaching the art of meditation for thousands of years and believe that this is the best antidote to your personal sorrow, common anxieties, and common any feelings of confusion and anger. As I'm saying this, I'm rubbing my tummy. A circle of motion. When you meditate, you are transforming your mind, encouraging concentration and calm. This allows you to achieve clarity and emotional positivity. Meditation gives every cell in your body newfound energy, resulting in increased enthusiasm and joy. Better still, it can be done anywhere from your kitchen to a retreat at a luxury spa hotel. Physically, meditation has been known to lower your blood pressure. Oh, yes, and levels of blood lactate, which reduces the likelihood of anxiety attacks. But anyone who is suffering from tension-related pains like ulcers, insomnia, and joint problems, so many of my friends have insomnia, meditation can also be instrumental in helping to alleviate these conditions. If you practice meditation regularly, your body will produce more serotonin. This helps to improve your mood. This also helps to strengthen your immune system to fight off illness and boost your energy levels. Meditation isn't a discipline that you have to dedicate hours of your day to. Yeah, because you all know, like many of you, I'm a big fan of Kobe Bryant. And on my Instagram, Facebook, I reshared an interview with Kobe where he said he dedicated like 15 minutes of meditation every morning. He stated that if he did not start his day off with meditation, everything was just like off the chart. It just was not aligned properly unless he started his day off with meditation. Just a couple of minutes in the morning and evening will help you to reap these benefits for your mind, body, and soul. This will become part of your daily routine, and when it does, it will be something that you really look forward to. If you are looking to try meditation for the first time, but you're unsure where to begin, then read the guide. There's a guide, and I'm going to try to reshare this article with you all. But follow the information that I'm going to share. I'm going to try my best to reshare this info with you. If you are looking to try meditation for the first time, but unsure where to begin, then follow these instructions I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to try to reshare. Find a comfortable, quiet spot and sit down. If you are set on the floor, then cross your legs. If you're on a chair, then let your feet rest flat on the floor as you sit up straight, refraining from making your body stiff. Place your arms so that they are parallel to your upper body, resting your palms on your legs, facing up or down. Now, you can let your chin drop a little, slowly closing your eyes. Focus on the physical sensation of breathing. Feel the air come through your nose and picture it flowing down into your lungs. Taking deep breaths now. I usually do my meditations and prayers as soon as I pray as soon as I wake up. I share my gratefulness and thankfulness to God for another day waking. Before I like to exercise early also. I start stretching before I get up. But I will go into my meditation also before I get into the serious exercise when I'm stretching in preparation. So now you can let your chin drop a little, slowly closing your eyes. Focus on the physical sensation of breathing. Feel the air come through your nose. And picture it flowing down into your lungs. Slowly exhale out through your mouth. Follow the movement of your breath as it leaves your body. Continually repeat this process. Your mind will wander from your breath, and when it does, do not frantically hurry to focus back on your breathing. Let your mind take you back slowly so that you focus naturally and calmly. After a few minutes, you may be ready to reopen your gaze. Let your eyes and chin gently and lift your eyes and chin gently and take a few moments to notice the sounds and sights in your current environment. And yoga. And some of you heard the interview when my friend Mike used to co-host with me, invited my longtime friend Shannon J Music, who I met through Starboy, who I was amused to one of his songs, Pretty Lady, back in 2018, but she is a yoga practitioner, and I'm going to invite her back on. Hopefully she can come on this week or next Monday, but hopefully she can come on, and maybe we can talk about yoga maybe on Wednesday. She's in Pennsylvania, and she and her husband, they have awesome practices that they do. When yoga became fashionable a few years ago, many thought that it would just be a fad. They couldn't have been more wrong. Yoga has become one of the most popular physical activities in the world, spawning countless clubs, classes, and yoga retreats. Yoga pulls together all the benefits of meditation before injecting a dose of physical activity into the formula. It's an activity that helps you become more in tune with yourself and brings a number of physical health benefits. Your mental and physical ties will be strengthened beyond recognition by following a yoga routine. Yes, I incorporate yoga and Pilates into my exercises. And I rejoined Planet Fitness, so I've been getting back in the gym real soon this week. I thought I would make it last week, but I rejoined a week ago, so I need to get in there. The app is cool, but to actually be in there is the real deal. Your mental and physical ties will be strengthened beyond recognition by following a yoga routine, creating a unification between your mind and body that will help you achieve a more mindful lifestyle. When you finish a good workout, you feel energized and confident within your own body. But those who practice yoga regularly talk about how they feel strong in both body and mind. Yes. Being creative. you may find that doing your drive to a more mindful lifestyle, you become more in tune with your creative side. Try and embrace this. Challenging yourself with hobbies and projects that focus the mind and brings you towards a state of heightened consciousness. Your project doesn't even need to be too particularly big or as artistic. Something as low-key as doodling on a piece of paper or tidying up your garden can be incredibly successful in cultivating mindfulness and focus. Yes, so true. And that's something that my mother, because I am a very creative person too, and that's something my late mother used to always get on me about too, because really my creative side is my bread and butter too, doing things that God gifted me, but things I love to do also. And I love to work in the yard, and when I'm doing things like gardening, working in the yard, it's a practice of mindfulness. I need to get back to designing, fashion design, sketching. And when I do design and when I do cook, it's just something about that that's just so mindful and so peaceful. So really doing, and I guess I was saying doing what you love, the money will follow. So let's all start practicing, and those that are practicing mindfulness, continue practice mindfulness. But many of us, let's continue to practice mindfulness. And sometimes it's as simple as following our passion. Following our passion. You surround yourself in nature. Absorbing is tranquility, which is known to ease stress and offer invaluable mental clarity. Like with yoga and meditation, you're putting yourself in touch with another being, nature. Gardening will help to strengthen the ties you have with the natural world, making you more aware and conscious of other life and encouraging you to contribute to and sustain the life that you can directly influence in your garden. Oh, my neighbors out back, they have an awesome vegetable garden. And, oh, my God. The Lovitz. I've known them since I was a little girl. And I just enjoy watching them. And then when I do get a chance to talk with them, I enjoy talking with them about their garden and their beautiful vegetables that they grow and their beautiful flower garden also. Enjoy the moment. In modern life, and that's another thing, you know, practicing mindfulness with your friends, with your husband and wife, with your significant others. I mean, just wonderful, you know, wonderful. Enjoy the moment. In modern life, we are faced with countless distractions and perceptions of a perfect life. Wow. Coincidentally, I talked about perfection at the beginning of the show. The main culprit of this is your mobile phone. And everything that you can assist on it, right? From the moment we wake up to the second we fall asleep, the majority of us are constantly on our phone, checking the news, internet, or social media. Instead, fully immerse yourself in the moment, as Effort said. Instead of living life in the now, in the only moment that is this, we're constantly striving to be somewhere else. Ooh, yes, somewhere better. Let the grass always greener, right? we have always had that mentality. Somewhere more prosperous, somewhere more glamorous. He continues, but what's the point of wanting to go somewhere if when you get there, all you want to do is go somewhere else? Mindfulness asks us to stop in our tracks and engage in truly noticing life, something that has become an alien practice in our autopilot lives. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you are starting your morning with a few minutes of meditation or brushing your teeth, make a commitment to be all there, you know, all in. Turn off all background distractions and just be there in the moment. Translation, just be present in our moment, you know, just be present in our moment. Pay great attention to the every detail of every task, no matter how small. allow you to examine a whole array of new sensations that come with the everyday things that you have previously taken for granted. Woo, right. We really get a chance to see what's important and what's not important, right? When we rest in the present moment rather than allowing past experiences or imaginary thoughts of the future to control our actions, we achieve a deeper understanding of our connection with the world and purpose within it. Effort says we cultivate a calmer mental disposition that reduces stress and anxiety levels, increases emotional intelligence and empathy in our social interactions, helps us sleep, focus, and learn better, and provides us with an all-round better quality. As Effort says, we often focus a lot of our mental and physical energy on achieving intangible goals that we have set ourselves. More often than not, these desires don't judge change. They are forgotten instead of striving for something that is years and years in the future. Experience the present in its glory. Let me repeat that. As Effort says, we often focus a lot of our mental and physical energy on achieving intangible goals that we have set ourselves. More often than not, these desires don't change. They are forgotten instead of striving for something that is years and years in the future. Experience the present in its glory. How to achieve mindfulness. Steve Brathwaite, Champion's Mind Fitness Coach, offered his expert insight into the best things that we can do to cultivate a mindful life. And this was from a couple years ago, but, you know, it's that same for 2023. Learn to take some time out from your busy life and mind. Bring all of your attention to your breath and observe the body breathing while engaging with your surroundings through your senses. This simple exercise calms us down. Bring all your attention to your breath and observe the body breathing while engaging with your surroundings through your senses. This simple exercise calms us down. I had to repeat that. Relaxing the entire physical and emotional system while connecting us back into the present moment, away from the stresses that are created and fuel the result. Doing nothing gets better with practice, and it's such an important part of balance within our lives when we are always trying to do so much. Try to stay positive, number two, and bring awareness to your thoughts. Thinking about your past, future, or challenges in the present, keep it positive. Being aware and in control of our thoughts is a definite way of overriding the pressures, demands, and expectations of modern life. Directing our positive thoughts with conscious intent will empower us to take control over ourselves within all situations and circumstances, bringing long-lasting change for the good. A TikToker friend of mine said this morning, he said it's important for us to release that negativity and replace it with positivity. Exactly. Three, bring as much appreciation and gratitude into your life as possible. Even if life gets difficult, challenging, and really when life is difficult, challenging, my gratitude is what has gotten me through. Yes. Find three things during hard times. You all know it because I ask you all for prayers as I send you prayers. It's very important to be grateful during the hard times. Also, find three things in each of your home life, work life, and social life that you can focus your mind on when the going gets tough. Appreciation and gratitude are two of the most powerful emotions and have a way of making us feel happy and content. This must be down to those wonderful endorphins being released with each thank you. Three, let me repeat that. Bring as much appreciation and gratitude into your life as possible, even if life gets difficult or challenging. Find three things in each of your home life, work life, and social life that you can focus your mind on when the going gets tough. Appreciation and gratitude are two of the most powerful emotions and have a way of making us feel happy and content. This must be down to those wonderful endorphins being released with each thank you. Thank you. Two little words, but are still powerful. Number four, practice accepting what comes your way in a life as a gift or an opportunity to learn. Practice accepting what comes your way in life as a gift or an opportunity to learn. Having this approach and perception to life can help remove the urge to resist circumstances, which so often causes stress and wears us out physically and emotionally. Try it next time something happens in your home, work, or social life that you don't agree with. Just observe how different you feel. So let me repeat number four. Practice accepting what comes your way in life as a gift or an opportunity to learn. Having this approach and perception to life can help remove the urge to resist circumstances, which so often causes stress and wears us out physically and emotionally. Try it next time something happens in your home and work or social life that you don't agree with, and just observe how different you feel. Five, let go of trying to control what you have no control over. I think of the Serenity Prayer. Make a list of what you feel you can control. It may be shorter than you think. As we release control over things we can't control, we create a positive shift within ourselves that releases frustration and discontentment. This immediately makes us feel much calmer and lighter. Practice is the key to change in a lifetime of education and habit. Feeling happy and enjoying life is a wonderful way to live, and it's a reality when we let go of the things we can't control. John Wilde gave his thought on what it takes to achieve mindfulness. Whatever route somebody takes, they need to remember that mindfulness doesn't promise a quick fix. It requires patience. My patience is so much better. Self-compassion. I mentioned that earlier. A certain amount of commitment, a certain amount of motivation, and a willingness to be open to change. A certain amount of consistency in the practice helps. Also, don't fool yourself that you can be mindful about regular meditation practice. In other words, it's important to be consistent. Like my Avon coach, Malago Garcia, always said, consistency. Got to be consistent. What works for someone does not mean that it will work for you. Mindfulness is not uniform. And my apologies for that, for the ringing that keeps continuing. And the practices also help, and don't fool yourself, you can be mindful about regular meditation practice. What works for someone does not mean that it will work for you. Yeah, we all are different. We all are different. So, pulling my screen back up. The live streaming has stopped, but it's important for me to handle. Has the screen up. So what works for someone does not mean that it will work for you. Mindfulness is not uniform. There is no set procedure that you must strictly adhere to achieve it, as John explained. Some people take it quickly, others less so. Everyone's mindfulness journey is unique, so try not to compare your progress with anyone else's. In its truest sense, mindfulness isn't actually about getting anywhere. It's about being okay with how you are right now in this moment, the only moment you've got. You'll find your process eventually, so don't rush. Enjoy the journey and reap the rewards of a more mindful lifestyle this year. So going with the flow. My mindfulness practice, I combine, my belief in prayer and positive information. I combine it with my exercise. I combine it with my eating habits. Thank God I have resumed some of many of my good eating habits. Thank God, because I'm one that also can be identified as an emotionally, past emotional eater. So we're going to talk about a lot of that next Monday. You know that, but living a mindful lifestyle, it helps us overall, mind, body, and soul. It helps us. It's good for us. So again, this is really good research material that I found from Champney's Health Spa, and it was a write up from a year ago, but very effective for right now. Right now, some of you might be familiar with Champney's Health Spa, also, but great blog right there. Great blog, inspiring me to resume my blogging. I've been talking about my blogging. You on some of you all really have been my social media friends and friends for a long time and know how I love to write and love to blog also. That's how I became a podcaster here, because I love to blog. And it's Blog Talk Radio for a reason. They named it Blog Talk Radio for a reason. So it could be an audio blog for many of us. And why have it exploded and have podcasting exploded? So big shout out to all podcasters and those in radio land, in the words of Pastor Don C.L. Jr. Amazing how we are here and informing one another and helping one another. And the mission have always been since the beginning in 2011. For us to come in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here, BTR, and leave out being more loving more, being lovable more, learning more, informing one another more. And I just felt like it would be good to discuss the effectiveness of mindfulness and what exactly is mindfulness. And many of us, you know, it became like a popular practice, but many of us have been practicing it for ages. It's just an identity. And some of us fell off, like myself, and had to get back into the groove of being in the moment and becoming happier and healthier. And again, you know, our meditation, our mindset, our eating habits, what we, our diets are not our what we eat too, and what we put in our mind. You know, I began what I call the Salt Bae diet back in June, and it's not it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle eating habit that Nurseret Salt Bae practices, and he shared it one afternoon that, hey, I've seen articles about it, but he shared his diet, you know, how he eat, when he eat. And he eats a lot when he does eat. And, you know, cooking and being around a lot of food, oh, my God, you would wonder why he's not a big belly chef. But, and because Lynn and I have been foodies, it's really important. And I was watching Ryan Seacrest, so Good Morning America and Live with Kelly and Mark. But Good Morning America, I think he was talking about being a foodie and how people bring him food and all of that. And he also discussed food on Live with Kelly and Mark. But it's important. And I know there was a time where I would not gain out things. But when I think back, I think about my lifestyle too, how I exercised, how I ate, the way I thought. So just incorporating a mindful lifestyle into our life and watch how it affects us. Our mind, our physicality, our spirit, our spiritual relationship with ourselves and with God. And just, the more we care for ourselves, the more we have the ability to care for others. We replenish. We replenish. And that's replenish. I love that word, replenish. But we replenish ourselves. We don't feel so drained. Mindfulness is also protecting our energy, being mindful of how we treat our energy and our vibrations. Yeah. So I love sharing this info with you. My apologies, I didn't open the chat up. I'm opening it up now just to see who's in there. But remember to create your listener profile so you can chat in the chat room with me and also chat with my fellow podcasters and just have fun with us, mingle with us in the BTR community. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Exclusive, which I'm working on my schedule to put my Spotify podcast up that you can hear on iHeartRadio. And also you can catch Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Exclusive, which is an extension of this show right here on Blog Talk Radio real soon also. So you can catch it during primetime hours too. And it will be more music and more PSAs and all of that. But thank you all for your love and your support. I am so grateful for you, the listening community. I thank you for the listeners, the top eight as always. And the top eight has been staying the same for a while. My native U.S., Turkey, big shout out to Turkey, Finland, Canada, Bangladesh, Brazil, Romania, China, and every city, town, country, island, friends in the galaxy that are working at the space station and traveling in space. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and your support. You don't get a chance when you miss live broadcasts. Thank you for listening to the archive, to the on-demand episodes. Also, you can always email me at cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENT_beth@yahoo.com. 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 Also, Cash App, any financial support you send, definitely go and reinvest it of the podcast. So as I'm saying this, shout out to T-Mobile. Thank you for your phone service and for your home internet service. Thank you for your awesome staff. I hope you all become a sponsor. Also, you can PayPal me at bethwmsbtru@bethwmsbtru. Thank you to those that I do see in person around here in Jackson, Mississippi. Big shout out to Cousin Linda and her crew and her school that she's at on assignment that we'll be at permanently. Big shout out to family and friends near and far. Big shout out to supporters and non-supporters. You inspire me to. Big shout out to those that love me. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. I care for you. Thank you. Like what I just shared. Thank you. And I apologize. I'm sorry. Those are words and a hug. Essence of one, if you can give them a hug, if you need a hug. I mean, those are just a smile. Get a store and you and another shopper or a worker catch eyes. Nothing wrong with a simple smile. Smiles do amazing things. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they do amazing things. In a simple, how are you doing today? A sincere asking a person, how are you doing? Are you okay today? Or, you know, it's a simple, it doesn't hurt. Those are my mindful gestures. You know, those are mindful gestures. But I've been updating my social media formats also. So I have two active TikToks. So Bethany Williams, Be True, and BCW's Companies _Beth. That's my African import business TikTok page. Bethany Williams, Be True, that everything, you know, the podcast, Avon, life, Instagram, LinkedIn, Culture Shock Entertainment on YouTube, youtube.com/KULTRESHOKENT. Thank you for your love. Thank you for reaching out. Remember, tomorrow we're discussing the power of prayer and positive affirmation. I'll continue talking about the different forms of love. And Pastor Doug CEO Jr. will be with us to discuss how to change our lives in 60 seconds, how to provide an effective elevator pitch. So I thank you all. Like one of my old college professors at Hines Community College used to say, Mrs. Jerry Roberts, and many of you know this quote, fail to plan, you plan to fail. So let's plan. Let's plan our lives accordingly in a positive manner. Thank you so much, and God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Time to get on this prayer line. Oh, mm-hmm.
Co-founder of the Houston Joins us here this update.